Never has diplomacy been more needed. That's the call from Winston Peters at Gallipoli. At the dawn service, the Foreign Affairs Minister delivered a rousing call for unity, telling those present to honour those who died by coming together and demanding more from a divided world. Here's our political reporter, Giles Dexter.
As dawn broke at Gallipoli, Winston Peters spoke of the promise of a better day, the commitment to make a better world.
We live in a troubled world, the worst in memory. We have emerged from a global pandemic, a more divided world. Regional instabilities and the chaos they create threaten the security of too many. We must all do more, demand more, and deliver more.
The Foreign Affairs Minister told those attending to create their own memories and draw their own lessons. But he spoke of one lesson from one of the architects of the Gallipoli landings, his namesake.
It took Winston Churchill nearly 40 years after the fighting waged across this peninsula, right here, and a Second World War to learn from Gallipoli's experience to declare, to jaw is better than war. It was true then, and it's true now. Never has diplomacy been more needed to de-escalate conflicts and ease tensions.
Labour's Foreign Affairs spokesperson David Parker says it was the right speech for the occasion and the situation the world is in.
It's a time to reflect on Anzac Day, that we must all do our utmost to reach for peaceful solutions both within society and between countries.
International relations professor Robert Patman from Otago University is also commending the speech. While he disagrees with Mr. Peters' assessment that the troubles the world faces now are the worst in memory, he says it's a good reminder for everyone to learn from history.
It's also standing up for what's right. And I think one of the key lessons that wasn't mentioned in the speech is for countries like New Zealand to put their head above the parapet and also call out situations which are wrong. We need moral courage at a time of injustice around the world.
Professor Patman says the speech highlighted the tragedy of war and provides an opportunity for New Zealand to take a bigger stand against injustice.
We can't be complicit by remaining silent. And we have to urge those who are involved or contributing to a situation in which international law is being gravely undermined. And New Zealand has a huge stake in the preservation of international law. It's being loyal to draw attention to those who are taking actions which are making the situation worse.
Green Party co-leader Marama Davidson says the call for de-escalation is welcome. She says it's time to apply those principles to the war in Gaza.
Your words there are very clear. Diplomacy is needed now more than ever to de-escalate conflicts. How can anybody watch what is happening in Gaza and see that that is a de-escalation of conflicts? I think Mr. Peters' words offer New Zealand a really good opportunity to stand behind them.
Winston Peters quoted the words of Mustafa Kemal Ataturk. Those heroes that shed their blood and lost their lives, you are now lying in the soil of a friendly country. A hope that foes can reconcile, but through diplomacy, not war.